Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Britain's High Court says a radical Islamist preacher and four other terrorism suspects may be immediately extradited to the U.S. to face charges. Judges rejected last-ditch applications from Abu Hamza al-Masri and the four others. Al-Masri transformed the Finsbury Park Mosque in London into a training ground for radical Islamists. He's wanted in the U.S. for allegedly helping set up a terrorist training camp in Oregon. The U.S. unemployment rate is now where it was when Barack Obama took office as president in January of 2009, 7.8%. And the economy has added 114,000 jobs in the last month. NPR's Jim Zeroli walks us through the September employment report.
The number of jobs created was modest at best, but in other ways the report contained good news about the job market. Unemployment fell 0.3 percentage point to a 44-month low. And for once, the drop wasn't because people left the labor force. Instead, the government said more people looking for jobs actually found them. The Labor Department also said that job creation was considerably stronger in July and August than first thought. The economy created 86,000 more jobs than initially estimated. And the length of the average work week rose slightly. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
Labor Secretary Hilda Solis tells CNBC there are some very good signs in the report.
We still need to do more. We know that there is still that willingness for all of us to see that more people are put back to work. But in this particular report, I'm happy to see that we see a continued growth in professions and business, and also in local government education, but more importantly in health care.
She says suspicions that have been floated on TV, in the blogosphere, and on Twitter this morning that the Obama administration might have skewed the figures are insulting and ludicrous. Three Kenyans who were tortured during the 1950s Mau Mau uprising against British colonial rule have been given permission to sue the UK government for compensation. Larry Miller reports that lawyers for the two men and a woman described the High Court ruling as historic.
The British government first argued that liability for the torture by colonial authorities was transferred to Kenya on independence in 1963. It then claimed too much time had passed, but the High Court judge ruled the victims established they had a case, and it is possible for a fair trial despite the time issue. Lawyers for the three now elderly Kenyans say they'll press for a quick trial or an out-of-court settlement. The government did not dispute the claimants had been tortured. Kenya's Human Rights Commission says 90,000 people were executed, tortured, or maimed. The government says it plans to appeal since the judgment has potentially far-reaching implications. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And this is NPR. The president of the UN Security Council announces unanimous Security Council condemnation of Syria for its cross-border shelling into Turkey.
This incident highlighted the grave impact the crisis in Syria has on the security of its neighbors and on regional peace and stability.
That's Gert Rosenthal speaking at the UN. Turkish media report arrests of two suspects in the attack on a U.S. consulate in Libya that killed the American ambassador to Libya. The men were reportedly trying to enter Turkey with false passports. The world's largest platinum producer has fired 12,000 striking South African miners for their ongoing unlawful strike. The strike leader, who says he's among those fired, also says the miners will intensify their activism even if they're no longer officially employed. A U.S. Olympic speed skater confesses to tampering with a competitor's skates. Short track skater Simon Cho tells NPR's Howard Burkus he did so at the insistence of his coach.
The tampering at an international short track speed skating competition last year was exposed in a complaint alleging abuse by U.S. speed skating coaches. World and national champion Simon Cho now admits he sabotaged the skate of a Canadian rival.
I was scared. You know, I was terrified. You know, I was doing this against my own will, which made me even more afraid.
Cho and American coach Jae-Soo Chun are both natives of South Korea. The 20-year-old Cho says Coach Chun used his influence as a Korean elder and coach.
When an elder tells you to do something, it's very difficult to reject him and tell him no.
Coach Chun says through an attorney that Cho's account is untrue. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, working to help communities from Mississippi to Philadelphia reduce childhood obesity at rwjf.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And then at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Freetown Radio with host Roger Cash. We're going to start off the second hour of the Blues Box today with a track from the Sapphires. I guess it's still their latest disc. It came out about 3 years ago. It's called Having the Last Word. Here's Sapphire, the uppity blues women, with a number entitled Traveling at the Speed of Love.
Boy, you're a trip, I'm enjoying the ride. It may seem crazy cause you're racing through my mind, and it feels so good. So good, but it feels so good traveling at the speed of love. Wherever you go, it's where I want to be. It could be Tokyo or Memphis, Tennessee, and it feels so good. Stop. Well, I'm in a state of shock. My heart's electrified. Feet flying off the ground, but I'm hanging on tight. And it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. You know it feels so good. Traveling at the speed of love.
You wanna live it, give it like you wanna give it, love it like you wanna love it, hold it like you wanna hug it. I'll express myself. Yeah. It make me so mad every time I turn my back. People are talking about EC. They say I'm doing this and that. But that don't bother me, cause I'm not bothering you. I'm doing my own thing. That's all I wanna do. If I go out and get drunk every night and day, if I don't throw got your mini skirt on. You say she ought to be whipped for ever leaving home, but just leave alone, y'all. She's just doing her own thing. What's wrong with Big Fat Sally doing her own thing? Now this is the blues. I want to tell you about a friend of mine who was 92 years old. One thing I liked about her, she sure had a whole lot of soul. I said the women folk are talking about you all in your neighborhood. They say all the young men you got sure don't mean you no good. She told me one thing, if I live to be 99, if young men kill me, you know what she told me, I sure don't mind dying. And that's when I made up my mind. I made up my mind that same day, I was gonna do my own.
From Oakland, California, that was E.C. Scott from her disc, The Other Side of Me. That disc came out in 2003. Obviously, the name of that number, Doing My Own Thing. E.C. Scott got her start singing gospel in churches. Sing some good blues now. Sapphire preceded E.C. Scott. We heard them from their disc, Having the Last Word. They did a number called Traveling at the Speed of Love. And we're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to, if I recollect, what is still the latest, actually a two-disc set by the Hollywood Blue Flames. And the set is called Deep in America. Here are the Hollywood Blue Flames with Leaving California.
Early in the morning, way before that old rooster crow, I'm crying goodbye, sweet baby Joe. Won't see my smiling face no more. I'm leaving California, heading down into Mexico. I'm tired of this rat race. I'm tired of this tinsel town. This rat race. I'm getting tired of this Tinseltown. Starting tomorrow morning, I'll be south of the border bound. Now I'll climb the mountain high, the valley so deep. All through the pouring rain, and the paths I could not see. I made mistakes in life that I just won't repeat. I'm crying. That's all I've got to say. I'm lazing up my walking shoe, but I'll be on my way. Early in the morning, that old rooster crow. I'm crying goodbye, sweet baby Joe. You won't see my smiling face no more. I'm leaving California, hey, headed down into Mexico.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
1989, that was John Lee Hooker along with special guest Carlos Santana on guitar doing the title track to the Capricorn Records release, Chameleon Records release, The Healer. John Lee Hooker's career took a decided uptick after the release of this particular disc. He won a Grammy for another one of the, for one of the tracks on this disc, I'm in the Mood, but a lot of the tracks like this one were very, very sort of new sounding, contemporary sounding for John Lee Hooker, and it revived a lot of people's interest in his music. John Lee Hooker. He was preceded by the Hollywood Blue Flames from their two-disc set Deep in America. We heard them do a number entitled Leaving California. Next year on KRVS, we've got a Johnny Guitar Watson composition done here by Kim Wilson on blues harp and vocals from his disc Tiger Man. This one came out on Antone's Records back in 1993. Kim Wilson, of course, is also very well known for being one of the founding members of the Fabulous Thunderbirds out of Austin, Texas. Here's Kim along with Duke Robillard and Derek O'Brien on guitars doing a number called She Moves Me.
Well, early in the morning, before the birds begin to fly, she said, "Daddy, Daddy, I love you," and I hang my head and cry.
She moved me.
She moved me. Ain't no girl in this world like my lover girl that can move me. She said, "Don't cry, Daddy. Dry up your tears. I've been looking for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years."
She moved me.
Yeah. Her love is real and
and I can't conceal that she moved me. Hey, she's so sweet to let some pride and shame. It's like I've been hit by a mule every time she called my name. She moves me. Yeah, yeah, she moved me. Ain't no girl in this world like my lover girl that can move me. She called my name. She moved me. Yeah, yeah, she moved me. Ain't no girl in this world like my lover girl.
from 1993. That was Angela Straley from her disc Blonde and Blue with her cover of Just Your Fool, a little Walter tune. She had with her on this track Derek O'Brien on guitar. O'Brien was on the track we heard just prior to this via Kim, done by Kim Wilson. Kim, of course, on blues harp and vocals. He was doing She Moves Me, the old Johnny Guitar Watson tune. And, of course, both these people back in the 70s and 80s were residents of Austin, Texas. Angela Straley worked for Antone's Records for a while. She, of course, has since moved out to the West Coast, kind of a loss for Austin in a way, but she did make some very, very good blues there. We're going to turn to someone else that did very well in Austin, Texas, originally from Dallas. We're going to turn to Stevie Ray Vaughan. And a cover of a tune that was first really popularized by Jimmy Wilson back in 1953. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan with his version, what was it, about 30 years later, Stevie Ray Vaughan with his take on Tin Pan Alley.
Scream. Some cat was working on any weather.
from his album Couldn't Stand the Weather, Stevie Ray Vaughan's version of Tin Pan Alley. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.
Stevie Ray Vaughan really spiked a lot of interest in the blues in the 1980s, helped to revitalize it as a really viable genre for a lot of musicians, and certainly entertained a lot of audiences. Someone else that was very, very important in the 1980s, doing the same thing, making some great contemporary blues, was Robert Cray. Cray has a new disc out called Nothing But Love, and from that disc we're going to listen to Robert Cray and his group do a tune called I'll Always Remember You.
Remember you. I'll I've got questions about the way you treat me. Four in the morning, I ain't too blind to see that you call me home now. Wonder who, what, where, when, why, or how. I've got questions. Shelf, and then you gon' find somebody new.
Chris O'Leary Band from their new disc Waiting for the Phone to Ring. A number called Questions. Chris O'Leary was a front man and also played blues harp in Levon Helm's band for a number of years. Before that, he was a squad leader with the Marine Corps during the First Gulf War. This is at least his second disc out as a group leader. Again, Chris O'Leary. He was preceded by the Robert Cray Band. We heard Cray also from a new disc. Robert Cray's latest disc is called Nothing But Love, and Cray did a tune called I'll Always Remember You. And we have some more new releases to get to next here on KRVS. We're going to turn now to Paul Rochelle. His latest disc is Talking Guitar. And from that disc, here's Paul Rochelle on guitar and vocals with a number called I'm Gonna Jump and Shout.
Everything. When they say the blues is nothing. say the blues is everything. When you're talking about the blues, ain't talking about the doggone thing.
Next door, send the gentle one.
Johnny Mastro and Mama's Boys from their new release. The disc is called Luke's Dream. The name of that number was Spider. And Johnny Mastro and his band were preceded by Paul Rochelle. We heard Paul Rochelle from his disc Talking Guitar. Paul doing a number called I'm Gonna Jump and Shout. That too is a new release. Annie Raines playing blues harp on that particular track.